Blog Talk Radio.
Level of warfare is how amok everything is in this country. I mean, if you have the money and you want to put a satellite up in space, there's no one stopping you. Ask Elon Musk. You know, you can get funding put a satellite up in space and start targeting all your enemies with elf tech. A lot of these different exotic electronic and electromagnetic weapons. And that's what they do. And you can push them over into other countries and start attacking their people. And that's what they do. There's no one government in any country that runs that country. In fact, when you look at it, every country basically has the elected government that's up for, that's put there as a facade for the people to think they're being run by the elected officials. And then behind them you have the shadow government. And then behind that you have the intelligence facade that really runs everything. Really runs the country. And in most cases it's the CIA working in cahoots with the Jesuits and the Catholic Church and the Vatican. So that's really what it comes and boils down to, is the Vatican having its tentacles in every government on the planet. And I know we've been tearing down and exposing the shadow government structure here in America, but who controls that? The intelligence complex. You know, they even control that. They control the first government, they control the second one, and they hide behind as the third. And so, same setup in Russia, same setup in Europe. I know Putin is getting a lot of fan base here in America. He seems more democratic now than even our own country and president. But you have to understand that Putin is a collective noun. It's a collective term. It's actually just a clone, and there's a group of people behind him that control him and run him. Pretty much the same thing as our government with Obama. They put the clone out there, and they have the group that runs everything behind them. Only in his case, he was bred by the Russians. He's a Russian pawn, and so that's why he's kind of a mutt, you know. He's doesn't qualify to be a Muslim, but he's the best Muslim leader they've ever had. The way he's destroyed America, putting in a Muslim Brotherhood structure here, he doesn't even qualify to be a Muslim. He's a beer drinker. He's a homosexual. Homosexual prostitute. He doesn't even qualify. He's not even American born. The Russians kind of have puppied him back from the time he was a child, putting him in position as in leadership in America. And so you see how the intel communities all work with, all work within. They're gonna start attacking. I went through all this last night. I was having a terrible heart attack all night long. And didn't want to go to the hospital. There's nothing they can do. I've already got a stent in my heart. And, you know, last night there was a bunch of different cities involved trying to take me out. You had the group in Miami. You know, there's always a group somewhere that thinks they're the new biggest badass group in town. And so last night it was Miami and Chicago, Houston, New York, and D.C. And what they do is they try to do what they call a group link, and they all work in alignment together to stir up energy against a particular person. In this case, they started with kid groups earlier in the evening to build up the energy and the power and the strength, and then the adult groups took over later. And so I was, you know, I'm not going to hurt kids. I'm not going to go up against kids. But the fight was on with the adults, and so, you know, it's like a catch-22. You have all these people, and they're trying to kill you with their chants and their curses and their attacks. But then if you fight back or defend yourself against them, they're the first ones to whine. They're the first ones to whine. It's incredible. But I was going through that all night long. And, you know, it was a pretty tough fight all night, you know. It was tough. It was pretty tough. But they can't beat Father. You know, they, I don't care. You know, they had Lilith working with the Miami group, you know. Of course, she's incognito now. She may stay that way, too. She just may stay that way. I know there's some stuff coming up on Wednesday because I could pretty much put that entire Ashtar command incognito and out of our way. And so everything that has been built up over the years for this Age of Aquarius and this whole New Age agenda coming in could be put out of commission, could be put in incognito. And so I'm going to be fighting for that on Wednesday. And we'll see how it goes. I've got a pretty good argument, you know. Spent the last week getting forces out of Andromeda Galaxy. And if you look at the Andromedian Galaxy, let's see, there's the Andromedes, the Andromeda, Procyon, Tau Ceti, Alpha Centauri, and Aldebrand. And these starships within the galaxy are pretty humanoid. You know, they're a lot like, you know, Pleiadians and Nordics and all of them. They're humanoids. Tau Ceti and Alpha Centauri, I've been hearing for years that they've taken humans there, that there were like a billion humans on those planets, that they've taken off the Earth since the early days, since before the Flood. They started taking humans off of the Earth, taking them to other star systems and planets to use them as slaves. And I know they were looking at one of the two, it was either Tau Ceti or Alpha Centauri, as twin Earths when they were looking for an escape off of this Earth should destruction come, and they needed a place to escape for humans to survive. This is all their excuses. And so they were looking at one of those two. Yeah, you know, they go on and on about how it's billions of years away and all this, but you know what? You can get to one of these star systems through a wormhole in about an hour or so. And if you're in an angel pod, it's even less than that. So it's been exciting. You know, people have been seeing angel pods and people posting on Facebook how they've been seeing these glowing white planes just flying around their areas. And I saw this, saw it last year. Of course, I saw these planes in a vision I had over 10 years ago, back when I started working in Bible codes, and the Father started bringing back a lot of things to memory. It's almost like a need-to-know basis. As you get older and you start learning things and you start asking for truth and the truth in all things, and He starts opening up your mind, opening up more and more, and teaching you things. But I had a vision of these white planes, and it was at the time I was writing an article on the two groups of 144,000, and he had told me at the time there were actually two different groups, and that the first group of 144,000 would be the first ones taken off the Earth, and that they would become a support role for the second group that was on Earth. Because if you look at Revelation chapter 12, it talks about 12,000 from each tribe of Israel being sealed on Earth. Well, if you look in Revelation, I think it's chapter 14, talks about a group in heaven. So how can there be one group in heaven, there's one group on Earth? They're two different groups. Revelation 7 and 14, I think it is, talks about the two different groups. And so, I had this vision of this huge field. It wasn't concrete or anything like that. It was just a grass field. It was grass. And all these white pods, what we called pods, or it was like a parking lot for them. You know, everybody had their own. And we were all flying into this particular area of this planet or moon or whatever it was. People were coming in and leaving as they wanted to, you know, and they were going back and forth to missions on Earth and anywhere else that they were going. But I remember seeing these pods, and I remember seeing a video that Soho had released a couple of years back, probably around 2009 or 10 when I saw it. And there was these white pods in front of the sun. And it looked like they were fighting against UFOs, some kind of UFO disc structured things there. And so it was really cool. Like, I've seen those pods before, those little white planes. And then people have been noticing them lately, this year, this month, around their areas. And I'm thinking, that's the same pods I've seen. You know, those are the same white planes angels fly. Angels fly them. So it's exciting because they're glowing. They're glowing white, and they don't make any sound. You just kind of look up and you see them. You're like, "Is that a chemtrail plane?" That's the first thing you think, because they modeled these little white chemtrail planes. I think after these angelic pods, because if you look at a real chemtrail plane, they're huge Boeings, because they have all those canisters and chemical tanks inside of them that they spray. So they're obviously not little white planes, because they couldn't hold all the canisters and chemicals that they use for the chemtrails. But they're all over the place, and these little planes are angel planes. Chazaron is here. It's by Enoch's planet EP. The heavenly system that's here, angel planets. Chazaron is one of the largest right now, over almost 16 billion. And we just got 4.2 billion from the Andromedan galaxy, from Procyon, Andromeda, Tau Ceti, Alpha Centauri, and Aldebaran. 4.2 billion have left that galaxy and have rejoined Father. And so, you know, I found a loophole years ago, back in 2012. So I was arguing for a redemption of these kids, a restoration. I don't know if you would call it a redemption, because it's not like they're redeemed like Yahushua redeemed us by the blood of the Lamb, by his death on the cross, his sacrifice on the cross. But these beings, Andromeda and the Pleiades and Oryx and all these other different galaxies, they're the offspring of the angels who fell, kicked out of heaven, joined Lucifer's rebellion, joined the Watcher's rebellion, being part of different rebellions over the years. Angels are not confined in heaven. They can fall at will daily. And contrary to what the churches tell you, they do have sex, they do procreate. Some of them don't. Some of the different factions and species of angels do not, but that doesn't mean all of them are the same. Obviously not, if the angels of God came to Earth and corrupted the women on Earth, for having children with the women on Earth, became known as giants, the Nephilim. So obviously they can procreate. And so, and a lot of them did, and a lot of them have kids and families, so that flies in the face of there's only male angels, because that's always been a lie, too. The churches have always tried to suppress all that kind of knowledge and information. Just to give you a dumbed-down view, they make you think God's just a male sexist, everything's men, and that couldn't be any further from the truth. very, very many, many women, angels in heaven. Fighters, too. And so, 4.2 billion on top of the almost 16 billion we had from 2012. So we're like up to, let's see, that was 15. At 19.2 billion since 2012 that we've taken out of the hands of those who want to torment and hurt them. And there's qualifications when the Father offers them a chance at restoration. There's qualifications. They can't be evil. And so this kind of gives you a glimpse of what's going on in the fifth dimension, in the sky above us, because even though they're the offspring of the fallen angels, and even a lot of them are offspring of Lilith and Lucifer up there procreating, having kids, and Lilith and all her demons having kids, you know, a lot of them didn't want anything to do with being evil, you know. It wasn't like they were before had been assumed guilty of association because of their mother, because of their parents. But they broke off and they made their own colonies, like the Pleiadians, the Nordics, the Andromeda Galaxy. They broke away and created their own galaxies. And then the bulk of them wanted nothing to do with evil. They just wanted to be left alone and live their lives, you know. And so you look at it, it's almost like the same thing here on Earth, because Lilith had the same attitude about them as Lucifer has here on Earth against, you know, all of his offspring here. You know, the 10%, the top 1%, are the only the ones they cared about, and the rest were just useless eaters. And that's pretty much how they view the New World Order and the Illuminati view the world here, where they only care about the very top rich 1% of them. To actually do the work and run things, while they consider everybody else's fodder and cattle and useless eaters. And that's the same way they viewed them in space. And so she wasn't really mad the first time she was, but this time had absolutely no reaction. That 4.2 billion had left the Andromedan galaxy. She didn't even care. They still got 1.8 billion there. They're a little 1% that they like, the people ones that they do like, because they're evil. They only like evil, you know, and that's how they treat humans. They only like the evil ones, and the evil ones in the process now of soul scalping them. And so there's been a huge rebellion in the lower ranks of the Illuminati around the world, and those involved in generational Satanist families. Those who are in the know, more so than all ever know, they know stuff more than all ever know. Huge rebellion going on, because they know what's going on. You know, I've always said, when you see your clone run, because that's the replacement. They're replacing humans with androids, synthetics, clones. And they're killing the humans because they're no longer necessary to keep around. Satan hates humans. He hates humans. And he always wants these people to think, you know, he goes to these satanic meetings and they have these rah-rah cheerleading meetings for him. And, you know, he's always charming and he talks up a good speech. But he hates them all. He really does. He just wants to replace them all. Put in fakes. Put in clones and androids, because they can be overtaken by reptilians, and demons need bodies to operate in, and so they can take over cloned bodies, because clones don't have a soul. They can take over cloned bodies and operate in those. And the thing with all that is, our technology is to the point where You know, they can create these beings in 1 or 2 days. It doesn't take, you know, a year or even months anymore. They can do this in a day. They have a cloning facility underneath the White House. They have up to 12 Obamas ready to go at one time. All they have to do is they hook you up. They hook the original person up to a machine. And this machine records their brains. Everything about their brains, who they are, what they like, what they hate, what they think is funny, every little thing about them is recorded in somewhere in their subconscious or conscious brains. They put this all on a microchip. Yeah, they can put everything about you on a microchip. And so that when they make a clone, they can put that microchip, they can upload all that information into the little computer brain that the clone has. So then the clone acts exactly like you do. They say the same things you would say. They like the same things you would like. They hate the things you hate. Everything about that clone is a carbon copy of what of who you are. They're making a twin, basically. They make a twin. Some of the things I've learned about these clones is that depending on when they get that map of that person's brain, the clone is going to be stuck to that level. So if they cloned you, if they got your DNA somehow and they uploaded your memories on disk and all this, And their sample was from 2016, and it was taken in 2005, 2006. Your clones will only have the memories that you had up to 2006 when they took your DNA sample. So if you ride into a clone on the street or somewhere, and this was an exact carbon copy of you and a clone, they're only going to have the memories up to the point of when they were cloned, of when the scientists had that DNA, the year they had that DNA of you. They're not going to have your most recent memories and stuff. So there's some real flaws in this cloning process. So if they want an updated clone, they would have to constantly getting DNA samples from the people they're cloning so that the clone is up to par, up to date with the person they're cloning. You know what I'm saying? It's really crazy. But yeah, I noticed that about the own clone, the clones that they had. They had had two clones of me. They've had three. They're all three dead now. But that was one of the things I noticed about the clones was the limited memories because the DNA samples were so old. So yeah, when they try to kill me, they indirectly kill the clones because the clones don't know how to defend themselves against high-level witch attacks. So they just died. It's kind of like, casualties of war. You know, I never met them. I didn't know who they were. Just I knew about them, so it's really just a crazy level of warfare, folks. So much stuff going on that they're doing to people. Especially now, if you take the oath of the Illuminati, they just kill you now. Those who take the oath just die. Satan owns your soul from that point on, because you're giving them your soul for fame and fortune. And what happens is you think you're going to be around to enjoy the fame and fortune, but they kill you, they keep your body, they clone it, and your cloned body gets the fame and fortune. and the demon or reptilian or whatever is running that body gets to enjoy the fame and fortune. Because he's running out of time. You know, he's on a time crunch right now. So they're not playing around with people anymore. They're not letting them live 10 years after taking the oath and then killing them. They're just killing them right away now. And so that's why there's such a huge rebellion in the ranks, you know. celebrities and kids forced into this from the time they were born never had a say in it because they were just kids thrown into it. And these kids have been rebelling for a long time, and I usually run into them on the astral realms, and I help them get onto heaven because they don't even control their bodies. Their bodies are being controlled by demons and aliens here on Earth, and so the kids are just stuck. And the ones who are here still trying to fight their way out of the Illuminati, they end up being killed anyway. There was an article about Kesha taking her producer to the court to try to get out of her contract with the Illuminati, which was her music producer, Sony Music, and the judge agreeing with them, saying she can't get out of her contract. So is she allegedly being very upset about that? This shows you the level of mutiny that's going on, because this would never have happened 5-10 years ago. These kids would have just towed the line. Been yes, sir, no, sir, rape me all you want, beat me up. Because that's what they do to these girls. They rape them and beat them up from the time they're children. And then they're supposed to be such big fans of Lucifer, you know. Big fans of the Illuminati. You're growing up a child slave, sex slave to all these old perverts. So they're breaking out. So that's good, you know. Shows kahunas. And, you know, the Lord can choose to protect them, or he just takes them home. But they love being home. They love just going home to heaven. They don't even want to be here. They're so sick of the abuse. I mean, so many things happen to these kids that you can't even imagine. You just can't even imagine. The widespread abuse. And so when you spotlight this abuse that's going on, like in the My Labs, the government's running, the first thing they're going to try to do is shut you up. And that's what they try to do. They're shutting you up. They want to shut you up. And so they hit you with these death circles and chaining circles and technology. I looked outside the other night, and this entire area around here was surrounded with starships. And I asked Father what was going on. He said there was a war formation going on. I was like, well, that's nothing new to see around here. But it shows the level of their anger when you start exposing their footholds. Because raping and killing children is big money business. I mean, they charge executives, CEOs of these corporations $43,000-$45,000 a child to kill one, if they're not just awarded one. They can order a kid, rape it and kill it in a My Lab. Anybody can do that has some money. And so child trafficking is big business. And there are many people standing up to expose it and shut it down. And then that's the ones they want to shut up because, you know, they don't want to upset the standard quo. This is the boys' club, you know. This is the Pentagon and the White House and senators and congressmen, military people all over the place involved with trafficking these kids. Nellis Air Force Base is huge. Andrews Air Force Base. ICE is involved. DHS is involved. You ever see those kids that DHS takes kids away from their parents and they kind of disappear in paper trails and the kids get lost and they don't know where they're at? Yeah, they put them in these child trafficking lines and they end up at a My Lab where they're raped and killed by congressmen and people from the White House and Pentagon. Yeah, there's hundreds a day. They pull these kids out of everywhere. And I was arguing with Lucifer about a week ago about it. And he was trying to claim that they were his kids to begin with, that they weren't taking Adam's kids. And then the very next day, I think it was 2 days later, they were hauling in kids from Australia to the My Labs here in America. Hello. Those are Adam's kids. You know, most of the time they have AFRICOM, which takes kids out of Africa. They have SOCOM, which is Southern Command, that takes kids out of South America. and they take kids out of Japan and China and India, and you know, Lucifer has a claim. Those are his kids. Those are his offspring on Earth. But who's going to fight for them? Does it make it right that he gets to rape and kill them? Those are still the father's offspring, because Lucifer is a created being from the father. He doesn't have anything just his own. And neither does Lilith. She doesn't have a leg to stand on either, because she was a created being by the father. Which gives him creator rights over every being, person created on this planet. Loopholes you find. These are loopholes. I've used everyone I could think of and find to rescue people out of Satan's paws. And Lilith's paws. And so, you know, I've been trying to shut it down behind the scenes. And I'm not going to say that we've had success with it. I'm not going to say, but we're going to start. I mean, it's definitely, that's what we're shooting for. Just because I have screaming matches with Lucifer doesn't mean they go anywhere. That's just part of being an ambassador on Earth. You know, the Father has me on Earth to be an ambassador from heaven on Earth. And that's one of the roles I play here. And so when you're an ambassador from heaven on Earth, you deal with beings from everywhere else. You deal with Lucifer. You're going to deal with Lilith. You're going to deal with whoever the Father tells you to deal with. And so people cross your path, and you know, when I'm not doing that, I'm trying to protect kids. Has always been one of my biggest things. Ever since the war started with Lucifer millions of years ago, he's always had a thing about imprisoning kids, and I've always had a thing about going and freeing them. And so doing it now is within the realm of possibility of one of my roles. So, you know, they like to shed innocent blood. That's, they get a lot of energy from that. It's a pure source of energy. It's basically, I'd say it's physics, but it's energy. It's an energy war. People don't understand energies because, you know, we're third dimension beings, we're from Earth. When you get up into the other dimensions, you understand energies. And so that's why they were just floored that we discovered the Orgone and started an Orgone war against them on Earth with the Orgone, because it's an energy emitter. And our Orgone emits an energy that destroys them. And so it's an ingenious way of tearing down Lucifer's strongholds, because they're not going to hunt him down with AK-47s. That's not going to do anything. They're dimensional beings. Now, if they manifested in this dimension, you might be able to hit them with a gun, but all they have to do is hide, jump into the next dimension, you know? They're dimensional beings. But the energy crosses all dimensions. Energy is like an invisible weapon. You can feel it. I would say you can't taste or see it, but you can see the rainbow colors of it at times. You can see a blue azure color of it at times. The blue aura around Earth, that's an ether orgone energy. Same type as we're emitting with our orgone pucks. The hockey war. I've seen that in the Bible code, referred to as the hockey war. Hockey pucks, orgone pucks. It's a feel-good energy. It's a positive energy. So, you know, it's one way of fighting against them. One of the two things they're hating right now is the orgone war and us exposing to tear down the MyLab bases in this country and the child sex trafficking and all the evil things that they're doing. You know, these men want to go home to their families at night and act like they're men of the year, their dads of the year, their husbands of the year. When they're in the day, they're in the basement of the Pentagon, hacking kids to death, raping them, and killing them. Yeah, men of the year, folks. And most of them, a lot of them, are elected officials. So you have no idea you're letting into office baby rapers and killers. You can't even get to the point anymore in an elected position unless you're a pedophile. That doesn't mean all the pedophiles have killed children, but most of them are pedophiles, and a lot of them move into the killing phase because they believe it gives them more power. It'll give them more power, more fame, more money, more notoriety, more position. Some of them running for president for no other reason, qualifications, other than they'll kill kids. They'll kill and rape babies. So they get the nod, the approval to be presidential candidates. That's noble of them, huh? Ted Cruz and Mark Rubio are two of the biggest ones. And, of course, Biden and Obama and all of them have had their share of baby-raping parties in the White House. The ass White House, I was going to say. Sorry. I'm just getting so tired. It's been such a long, long month. You know, I've blown up 10 different satellites. Dealing with these constant death circles over and over and over again. And then they're not going away anytime soon. Not this week. Not with the threat of Ashtar going incognito. I'm sure these groups will be coming back and you know what, I've given them warnings. It's just going to get harder ball to play, you know. Got to figure out what else. I wanted to talk about tonight because I don't always write everything down, and I figure, oh, I'll remember that. Oh, gosh. I've got these Lilith people in my chat room promoting Lilith pawns. Yeah, they're kind of nauseating. Well, it's always out promoting her own, but Lilith is a little shut up right now. Let's see. All right. If anybody has a question in the chat room, I'll be scanning the chat room, so at Blog Talk Radio, if you have a question you want to ask, you can ask it, and I'll see what's going on. A lot of people are not appreciative of Lilith pawns. I'm not appreciative either. I don't go hounding her stuff online when she does radio shows, whatever she does. You don't see me going into their territories. So, is Trump gonna win? Trump is a viable candidate. He's going to have to beat out the favored, the selected, was Jeb and Hillary. He's a wild card at this point. He's a Jesuit, so it's not like he's so out of right field that he would just blow everything up. Because Donald Trump's a Jesuit, so... even if he did win, he's still going to be, he's controllable. Do I think there will be an election? No. But interesting, we didn't think this about Clinton either, or George Bush Jr. And I remember both of them, they were going to head to the Secretary General of the UN when they left office, remember that? And neither one of them ended up as Secretary General of the UN. And so now the same thing's being pushed around about Obama. If we actually do go to elections, and there actually is an election, that he would go on as Secretary General of the UN. So interesting, because they never quite know exactly what they're doing, because they changed their own timelines. Bush dropped out of the election. Well, because they go through so many clones of him, it's hard to make him appear human half the time. Yeah, the orgone's really affecting how they run, how they can operate on Earth, function. Because it's melting them, it's frying the electronics that operate clones, and so they're having a hard time in orgone saturated air. The chip isn't going to be enforced until next year, and you know, one of the things the father always told me about last day's prophecy is that, you know, when you look at the rapture, the church is always talking about the rapture, and I've always referred to it as the Church of Philadelphia, because there's only two churches out of the seven in Revelation 2 and 3 that are protected and kept out of the tribulation period, and that is the Church of Philadelphia is the main one. They would be protected from the hour of temptation. So I asked Father, well, what's the hour of temptation that comes upon the world that the Church of Philadelphia is protected by? And he told me it was when the mark of the beast would be enforced. And so if you're looking at a time scale timeline here on Earth, that probably, even they're saying that, that probably would be a chip enforcement starting next year, 2017. So we could be here for another year, folks. That's what I'm saying. For those of you who don't want to hear it or whatever. No, nobody wants to hear it. But yeah, I mean, if the chip enforcement was to start in 2017, that puts us at about midway of the tribulation period. And so, but you know what? That's the Church of Philadelphia now. The first group of 144,000 will leave at any time Father decides to pull them off the earth. And so, you know, the whole vision of me seeing us flying these white pods back and forth to Earth, running missions and stuff, helping the second group that was sealed here on Earth. They're sealed after the sixth seal. So the sixth seal could take place at any time, you know. So interesting to just be kind of watching prophecy, and when different groups actually leave or are sealed here on Earth, as the 144,000 on Earth are sealed. People think these are 12,000 Jewish men and blah, blah, blah. Folks, come on. These are 12,000 people that have not been adulterated by satanic dogmas and religions, you know. So, well, it says 12,000 virgins. Well, that's a spiritual term. That's a spiritual term. They're not drowning in doctrines of witchcraft, doctrines of demons. You look at our churches today, the Joel Osteens, the Kenneth, you know, Copelands, and all these greedy, money-based doctrines. You know, those doctrines of demons. So a lot of doctrines of demons being taught in the churches today, which is why Yeshua says he's not a part of the church today. And so different groups leaving at different times. Church of Philadelphia, and there was the other church that was going to be protected. And you got the 144,000 being taken off the earth. Those are the elect. The elect are taken off. Remember, the elect are part of the bride, but the bride are not all part of the elect, because the elect are only 144,000. So, just different groups, different people, different times. Yeah. The tenfold, hundredfold doctrines. Give them 1,000, they'll get 10,000 in return. People always want that. You know, it appeals to their greed. It appeals to, ooh, if I give 1,000, I'll get 10, I'll get 100,000 back. Why don't you give me $1,000? Because you know how much Oregon I could make for $1,000? We could put up a wall from here to the next state over. You know, we'd get busy. We'd get busy putting up Oregon walls. We've already got them across the country. But these clones and androids are having a heck of a time functioning in this country. Look what happening keeps happening to the Bushes and Hillary Clinton. They keep cloning her. And she's not doing too well. Her clones are, you know, even Obama, he goes through clones like candy. He hates D.C. He can't even breathe in D.C. Michelle won't even stay at the White House. He don't stay at it either. They both have different residences at different hotels around the city. When they do show up, they're usually in the bunker underneath the ground, so they don't even have to be at surface level, because when they're surface level, they have to breathe the Oregon air, and they hate the Oregon. So it's effective, folks. We're effective. We're making them become cave moles. You know, I don't think Dick Cheney ever comes up here very often. He's a cave mole, and most of them are just cave moles. Down there raping, killing kids. And, of course, the people that speak out about it and try to shut it down are the bad guys. You know, we're the bad guys. So they don't even sleep. They just come at you 24/7 with different ways of trying to shut you up and trying to take you out. Cargill Meat Supply in Minnesota. I've heard two different locations. I've heard it's in Minneapolis. I think their website says it's in Milwaukee. There is a MyLab underneath that facility, too. So we need to shut these places down, folks. We need to get Oregon surrounding these places. Monsanto in Missouri. We need to shut that down, get Oregon around it. There's a meat processing plant in Colorado, in Oklahoma. We need to get to all these meat processing plants and get them surrounded with Oregon. Get it in the water supply. If anything, it'll affect all the military and government people going to these MyLabs to rape and kill kids. And I've been asking the father for flesh-eating diseases to strike these men who are doing this to children, so that they would be afflicted with flesh-eating diseases. I was thinking along the lines of that crocodile disease that started over in Russia. It's this flesh-eating disease that's just really nasty from people who are shooting up this particular kind of drug. They call it crocodile, I think it's called, pronounced. And it just eats the flesh off people's limbs while they're still alive. It's like a modern day version of leprosy on steroids. And so, you know, I think if these men had flesh eating diseases to worry about, they wouldn't be focusing on raping and murdering kids. I think it'll give them something else to worry about. So I think that would be a pretty good distraction. You can't change their hearts, but you can give them distractions, huh? That'll work. We'll take it. Sometimes victories come in different ways. At this point, I'll take any kind of victory you can get, as long as they can stop trafficking kids just for rape and murder. Anyway, doing some stocking up. And we've got some warriors getting busy in the warm weather states. So we need to be able to help them. Need your support, folks. I need financial support. Help warriors that are on the road. start stocking up on supplies so I can get out there in a couple weeks and start getting on the road. I know I haven't been doing a whole lot of garage work lately because it's been cold, obviously. I think every year since this war started, I've wanted to take January and February off. Just take those 2 months off every year. It's just so cold here in Ohio. I really don't do anything in February but hibernate usually. but I can't complain because this February has been the most rain we've ever had, I think, in the history of Ohio. With that southern wall, Brother Rich put up, really deflected their currents, airstreams. Because all the snow has been blowing east. If you'll notice, it's all been hitting D.C. and New York and Maine. That stuff used to come up to Ohio and hit me. Now it's going east, so that's pretty cool. I'll take it. Anyway, I'll be staying in codes. Still staying on top of things for this week. I foresee a couple of battles with Lucifer this week, no doubt. It's just Lilith back. Yeah, I bet. He'll get over here in a day. Watch it, you know. 2 days, we'll be done with it. You know? Gotta watch when you wake up a sleeping giant and then complain the giant's awake. These people are just stupid. Stupid! Anyway, till next week, everybody. Don't forget to support this ministry. You can go to SherryShrenner.com at the donate page. Till next week, everybody. Yeah.